every day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
6 to 10. I want to devote a couple of minutes to this, I think, really important story here in the Kent's Post today, across page 5. It's under the heading, Daytime Break-In Leaves Kids in Fear. You know, it's almost daily, this invasion of our city by a horde of criminal kids, and they're armed, remember, they're carrying knives. It's getting worse by the day, while we have a state government asleep at the wheel. No answers, just before the juvenile justice system for an hour or two. Off they go, round the corner, into another stolen car, into another home, into another terrifying experience for the inhabitants. The people in the home may never recover emotionally. They are in some cases impacted for life psychologically by these creeps in their homes, and they're everywhere now, and they are... The city's been invaded by them, and we seemingly have to endure it because nobody's interested in doing anything about it. Listen to this. Andreas Nicola writes in the Cairns Post today, two young siblings have been left in a state of shock after surviving an aggressive home invasion, which occurred while they were home on their own. A Cairns North mum, who can't be named for legal reasons, said her 14-year-old son was left cowering in fear behind his bedroom door as the intruders stormed to the house where he was responsible for his 12-year-old sister. The daytime break-in happened about noon on Monday. I'll cut to the chase here. The mum said she was out of range in Mareeba when this all happened. It's alleged the intruders had stolen jewellery and were around in the home for about 15 minutes. She said the invasion had affected the whole family. Now, the mum said what concerned her the most was they did not hesitate to break in during the day. And she went on to say this too. The mum was disappointed how easily the thieves got past secure windows. This is a message for us all, because over the years when we haven't had, you know, the number of these almost highly educated thieves, if you like, educated in crime, we didn't have this happening to us just a few short years ago. But now it's an everyday event. We've got to upgrade our security. And this applies to all of us. And please listen closely. I've got a gentleman on the line too that's talked on this matter in the past and been quite convincing about the urgent need for action. Now, he's Ken Harley, and he's on the line. Yes, he is. G'day, Ken.
Good morning, John. How you doing, mate?
This is bloody terrifying. Bloody terrifying. Broad daylight, and these kids are alone at home, and look what happens.
John, this is becoming the new normal. This is an isolated incident. This is becoming the new normal. And one of the things that case in the Cairns Post touched on today was the young fella trying to dial 000.
Yeah.
Talk to people who tried to talk to people. I have had to call 000 a number of times in recent times.
Yeah.
Just getting through that little maze is enough.
Mm.
You know, the delay in time and what have you before you get your message across while you go through all the procedures. For example, I called from Mareeba, crime in progress. Mm. Oh, mate, where's Mareeba? Can you spell it for me?
Oh, no.
Where are you? I'm in the main street of Mareeba. Crime in progress. Need to talk to the police at Mareeba. They're 400 metres from me.
Yeah.
Crime in progress.
Yeah.
What number of the street?
Oh, no.
Anyhow, so just picture this poor bloody kid.
Yes.
In this situation we're talking about yesterday, trying to whisper, trying to get the thing, trying to get his message across while this is all going on.
Mm.
That in itself would have been a pretty shocking experience.
Yes.
But this is the new normal. A couple of months ago, at a meeting with a public meeting with Cynthia Louie in Mareeba, there was a lady there who was quite clearly very distressed from the moment she came in and gathered the group in front of Cynthia Louie. This was a lady whose children didn't want to go to their home anymore.
Mm.
This was a lady of children who couldn't sleep anymore. This was a lady whose kids didn't feel safe even walking outside their door. She was in tears. She was distraught. Mm. It was like water off a duck's back to Cynthia Lewis.
Mm.
That story can be repeated from aged people, from infirm people, from mothers who are at home while dad or what partner is on, fly in, fly out.
Mm.
We are under siege. You don't have to have good old common sense. Mm. You can talk to people in the safety area, in the statistics gathering type area, mathematician type people, and they can show you where we qualify as being under siege.
Mm.
Or that the people in disaster training and what have you can openly and confidently and have got the qualifications to say this is an emergency.
Mm.
It's like the virus. It's an emergency.
Mm.
We have the absolute insult of Michael Healy a couple of weeks ago getting up and crowing and banging the drum on his stage about safety with the Targa. And the Targa, oh, look, it's okay. They're going to improve the safety of the Targa before we have another one. We're going to cancel it this year and have another one next year.
Mm.
We've got a Targa on the streets of any of our towns or country roads every bloody day and every night.
Mm.
With stolen cars,
yes,
being ripped and torn and up on the footpaths and through red lights. We've got people out driving to or from work or whatever it is that they're doing, mum going to pick the kids up from PCYC or whatever it is, who have to now drive through red lights because there's a gathering of young people on either side of the intersection where the light is red.
Yeah.
We don't stop anymore. We have a look and go, oh no, oh no, and we go through the red light. We go through the stop sign. Or we proceed out into the intersection when we really shouldn't,
yes,
to get away from them.
Mm.
How long is it going to be before there is an accident?
Exactly.
From someone who has to do this, has to do that. I've had to do it. Plenty of people have to do it. Okay? How long is it going to be? And for those who've got their head stuck in the sand and don't believe there's vigilantes, that there's not vigilantes around, they are. They are. And usually, unfortunately, they're good people who've suffered very badly from the treat and been on the wrong end of the stick from this emergency.
Yeah.
These people around, how long is it going to be before a couple of kids are coming home or going down to the shop to get some milk or something like that, and they're waiting to cross a road or on an intersection, and while they look suspicious, they're not. But they get clobbered. How long before all this sort of stuff is gonna happen to us? How much more can we take? Okay, Healy, I can't work out what makes that fella tick. Crawford, he's an ex-paramedic. He has seen, he must have seen accidental injury and suffering and what have you to people in accidents where it wasn't their fault, where they were innocent, but they got clobbered for some reason or another.
Mm.
Where's his sympathy?
Mm.
Cynthia Lewis, well, she's the worst performer in the parliament, but you just got to go past that. Curtis Pitt, what an amazing man his father was. Or is. What training must have Curtis had? Where's his sympathy? Where's his conscience? Why aren't these people breaking out? There's four of them up here. There's another few of them down in Townsville. There's De Meadow and Dale Last, the noisiest people in the parliament on this subject.
Yeah.
What a voting block would they be if they all sat around the table and had a beer and had a talk and decided, righto, we're going to walk into Palaszczuk's office, or we're going to stand up in the parliament, or we're going to stand up before the press as a group, not based on political grounds, but on our conscience, and we're going to speak up. And if they spoke up, how many more from the Labor Party would collapse in the Labor government and join forces with them?
Mm.
There's that brown fella down there that signed a petition for Chris O'Foley.
Mm.
There's all those people, very noisy. Why can't they do it?
Yeah.
Where's their humanity? And when you talk about long-term effects, John, what about the old people and the infirm people who are targets if they walk from their car to the shop?
Yes.
And they're targets. So they don't do that anymore. Mm. They get home delivery. That's a tax. But they get home deliveries. They don't go out for a walk. They don't go out to socialise and talk to their neighbours as they walk down the street to get the paper or whatever it is. What's happening to their health? Been locked in their houses.
Yes, exactly.
Why aren't they outside in the sun, gardening and carrying on? Exactly. Why aren't they going for a drive down to the Nard and have some fish and chips? What's happening to their health? I could go on, John.
Oh, Ken, this has been extremely powerful indeed. I really appreciate this, telling it as it really is. Thank you. Ken Harley on the line there.